In colourful animation, baubles, stars and decorations twist and sparkle. Mog's Christmas, based on the book by Judith Carr. A stripy grey cat smiles.
Once, there was a cat called Mog. Mog was nice, but not very clever. She didn't understand a lot of things. A lot of other things she forgot. But she always knew when it was her dinner time.
Mog is up a tree outside. She imagines a boiled egg in her dinner bowl and tries to reach for it, but falls off the branch. She manages to scramble along a fence and jumps onto the sloping glass roof of a greenhouse. She slides down until she lands in the garden with a clatter and a bump. She knocks over some flower pots and bamboo canes, then wanders happily towards the back door of the house. Mog squeezes herself in through a cat flap and looks sadly at her empty bowl.
Still in there.
We can't do it without Mog.
No time. Camera's about to go. Ready?
Mog lived with a family called Thomas.
Mog! There's Mog!
Debbie, leave the cat. The camera's about to go.
There was Mr. Thomas, Mrs. Thomas, Debbie and Nicky.
Bother that cat.
Nicky, behave.
Mr. Thomas goes to restart the camera timer.
All right, then. Come on, then. Right.
It's all right, Mog.
Quick. Smile. The camera.
Everyone is wearing red and white Santa hats and smiling as the camera goes off. And Mog looks happy too. Now Mrs. Thomas is writing Christmas cards with the new family photo inside. Mr. Thomas is hanging up a paper chain and Debbie is lying on the floor doing a drawing. Nicky grabs some tinsel and accidentally knocks a pointy star decoration onto Mog, who was snoozing in her basket.
One day Mog woke up and nothing was right in her house.
She looks up at all the decorations. She spikes her nose on a sprig of holly, then finds some tinsel and a bauble to bat with her paw until it falls down on her.
It was Christmas Eve, and everybody was busy. Debbie was busy.
Mog walks on her picture of Father Christmas.
Oh, not now, Mog.
Nicky was busy.
Mog pounces on the paper chain he's making. Mog follows a lovely smell into the kitchen.
Mr. and Mrs. Thomas were busy.
That looks nice.
Oh, can you see to the turkey, dear?
Mog jumps onto the table and sticks her face into the mixing bowl.
Naughty Mog!
Oh, bother that cat.
And there were too many people in the house.
A plump man blowing up balloons.
Oh, hello, Mog.
There was a jolly uncle.
His cheeks go red as he blows up a big blue balloon, and Mog blinks at her reflection.
Here you are, Mog.
Mog imagines the jolly uncle's face on all of the balloons and hits one with her paw, but it goes pop.
A little balloon fight.
I'm just sorting a few things out.
And two aunts on tippy toe.
Whoever left that hat there? I nearly tripped.
It's not a hat, dear. It's Mog.
A dog? Where?
Go on, come on, out of the way, Mog. Come on. Shoo. Quick.
Who on earth is a dog in?
Mog tries not to get under their feet.
A dog in? Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
A dog in the house, I say.
Oh, for goodness.
She sits by the back door.
I don't like it here, thought Mog.
Naughty Mog.
Bother that cat.
Ruined it.
Not now, Mog.
A dog?
Shoo.
Wow.
Oh, Mog, you're such a forgetful cat.
Nicky leans down and holds open the cat flap for Mog to go outside. She passes the window and looks at everyone having fun indoors. Mog goes around to the front of the house as a milkman drives past, whistling.
Outside, it was much quieter. So Mog went to one of her favourite places, where she could sit in the winter sun and enjoy the peace.
Mog is snoozing on the dustbin and opens one eye as a mum and a baby come across the road.
Babies.
Mog remembers one baby giving her a slobbery dummy to suck, so she climbs up the neighbour's wall.
No. He wants a cuddle, Mog.
Oh, don't think Mog's in the mood today, darling. Such a shame, because
you love Mog, don't you?
Yeah. As the baby looks back from the pushchair, the neighbour's dog barks at Mog. She hops down from the wall and looks in through the front window at the jolly uncle hanging up more decorations.
Mog sat on the windowsill. There was nothing to do and no one to play with. So, after a while, she went back to sleep.
Later on...
Right, come on. The shops will be shut if you don't get a move on.
Hello, Mog. We're going to buy a Christmas tree.
Oh, put that there.
It's going to be ginormous.
No, it's not. It'll be a nice, sensible size, as per usual.
You're going to love it, Mog.
I promised.
I wouldn't say promised, exactly.
You did.
And when am I supposed to have made this promise I didn't make?
Last Christmas.
Really?
You said we could have a ginormous one.
Ah, well, now I know you're fibbing, because I would never use the word ginormous.
Evening is falling as Mr. Thomas and the children walk to the high street.
Cheers, friends!
Just one, please.
Much more, sir.
Thank you.
Cheers, Governor, much more.
On a TV in the window of a shop, a short man and a tall man in glasses are doing a funny skipping dance. Nikki copies them. They pass a cafe where a little girl in a nightdress is describing to her parents how big something is over a lovely supper of sausages, chips and ice cream. A red double-decker bus drives past as Nikki stops to point at a model car in the window of a toy shop. Debbie drags Mr. Thomas away from the big bright ties in a clothes shop to the hardware shop next door. Mr. Thomas is looking at a small Christmas tree not much bigger than Mog when the shopkeeper pokes his head outside. They look at the children, whose hopeful faces turn to disappointment. Mr. Thomas smiles and gives the shopkeeper a handful of money. Mog is still snoozing on the windowsill.
Oh, quick, quick, come and have a look at this.
It's huge.
Oh, my goodness. Ginormous.
Oh, marvellous.
Mr. Thomas is carrying a ginormous tree.
Trees don't walk, thought Mog. Trees should stay in one place.
Mog imagines the Christmas tree and the children marching cheerfully up the path.
Once trees start walking about, anything might happen.
We're going to need more
walkers.
Oh, no!
I say, look at her go!
Don't be silly, it's just a tree.
What's that cat up to now?
First, it walks, thought Mog.
Mog, come down this instant.
And now it's shouting at me. I do not like that tree at all.
What on earth is going on?
Look, dear!
Oh, a monkey! Monkey's on the house! Call the zoo! Call the fire brigade! Lock all the windows!
Can't leave her!
I'm sure she'll come down when she's hungry.
But what if she gets stuck?
She'll be down in no time, you'll see. Now, come on, how about a balloon fight?
Bother, bother, bother that cat!
Mog has climbed all the way up to the roof. She watches the tree go indoors and pads slowly higher.
Mog stayed on the roof. Some white things fell out of the sky. Some fell on the roof. and some fell on Mog. They were very cold.
Mog blinks miserably as the snow falls all around her, settling on the roof and on the street below. Another red double-decker bus drives slowly along the wintry road, and on the high street, the shopkeeper smiles at the falling snow as he locks up for the night. The roast chestnut seller blows on his hands. He begins to wheel away his roasting barrel, and in the window of the electrical shop, the TV screens flick off one by one. Mog's Christmas. Mog's Christmas. Debbie and Nikki look out at the snow and grin at each other. In the garden, Debbie makes footprints in a curving line. They lay out some twigs, two leaves, and a flower pot.
Mog!
Look, Mog!
Mog, come and see!
Come on!
Look! Mog! Come and see, Mog! Look what we've done for you, Mog! It's you! Please come down!
Mog doesn't look impressed by the picture they've made.
Please, Mog.
Right!
Mr. Thomas gets a ladder. He starts to climb, but Mog scrabbles on the sloping roof and sends a heap of snow right into his face.
Right, Mog, I've got just about enough of it.
Yay! It's snowing again!
Okay, my turn. I know just the thing.
Bother that cat.
Now Mrs. Thomas climbs up the ladder.
Hello, Mog. It's rather nice up here, isn't it? Peaceful. But look, Mog, it's your favourite. You can have it if you just come down. You want your dinner, don't you?
Mog did want her dinner. She wanted it very much. But she couldn't think how to get down.
No?
Because she couldn't remember how she got up.
Oh, well. I'm sure you'll be down in your own good time.
She won't budge. Oh, cheer up, you two. You haven't even put your stockings up yet.
And Father Christmas is coming tonight.
Maybe he'll rescue Mog.
Oh, that would be nice.
Mog looks up as cloud drifts away from a golden full moon in the starry sky. In a front window across the street, the mum is holding her baby, who glares at Mog up on her roof.
Mog felt very sorry for herself. She looked down at all the people in their homes.
How'd you get on today, Mum?
Yeah, not too bad, Christmas Eve.
They're lucky, she thought. They haven't had trees that walk about and shout at them.
Mog sees the shop owner at home with the tiny tree and a black cat.
So she settled down for the night and drifted off to sleep.
She starts to dream.
Are we where we're meant to be?
La, 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 la.
Holding hands around a Christmas tree.
La, 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 la.
We should be together in everything we do. Knowing you are there for me and I am there for you.
Mog dreams of the aunts and the jolly uncle dancing, of the neighbours and especially of the Thomases. Mog smiles as Debbie gives her a stroke.
I am doing fine. There's happy people all around, and all of them are friends of mine. I'll never stray too far. My home is where you are. Nothing can go wrong as long as I belong, 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 as long as I belong.
Mog dreams of jumping off her tall chimney and flying up into the sky.
I'll try and touch the moon. No one's being busy up here where I can hide. But I won't stay away too long. They all like me to stay inside. I'll
She bats her paw at some falling stars that turn into mice, loses her balance and falls off the moon and back down to the rooftops. Thomases bob their heads along to the music, then the jolly uncle is hugging one of his balloons. The aunts are dancing again, and snow falls gently past the cheerily lit house.
My home is where you are.
Mog runs away from a toddle around the ginormous tree, but then she's smiling again, dreaming of being back with her family, but still asleep on her chimney.
As long as I belong.
In the morning, a robin redbreast flutters past an upstairs window where the jolly uncle is blowing up yet another balloon.
Oh, hello. Merry Christmas.
Have you seen my glasses, dear? Oh!
The aunt is startled by the robin. Downstairs.
Mwah. Happy Christmas, darling.
I wonder if he saw Mog.
Maybe he brought her down on his sleigh.
Let's find out, shall we? I'll get the kettle on. Come on, you two. Who wants a sneaky mince pie before breakfast?
Me!
And a Brussels sprout on the side?
Yeah! No!
Really? But it's traditional.
So delicious.
Right then, let's have a look, shall we? Oh, dear.
Oh, still there?
Afraid so.
Oh, dear.
What's everybody staring at?
Mog, dear.
Mog? Nobody told me anything.
Still nothing.
Afraid not. Come on, then. We'd better get the day started.
But we can't without Mog.
Oh, bother that cat.
Inside the house, everyone was sad because Mog had not come down. They were too sad to eat their breakfast.
Does anyone want my egg? I'm not very hungry.
Even the jolly uncle was sad.
Not for me, thank you.
And one of the aunts...
thank you, dear.
...cried.
Mog would like it. She loves eggs for her breakfast.
Debbie's voice drifts into the fireplace and up the chimney to where Mog's ear twitches.
Eggs.
Mog licks her lips and wakes up.
Eggs. Christmas won't be Christmas without Mog.
Mog pads around the chimney, then sticks her face into the chimney pot. Debbie looks up at the noise. On the roof, Mog has got her head stuck.
Oh, I say.
What on earth is that? Is it a fire engine?
Is it a monkey? Has it come back?
Debbie and the rest of the family go to look into the fireplace where soot is dropping down onto the fresh logs. Up on the roof, the robin hops closer to where Mog's back legs and tail are waving more and more helplessly in the air. Suddenly, a whirling, yowling bundle of soot and fur comes tumbling down the chimney.
No! Oh,
good.
What's happening? Is it Father Christmas?
No, dear. Father Christmas does not have a tail.
It's Mog.
Finally.
Down the chimney, indeed.
It's all right, Mog.
Bravo.
Right, Mog. What you need is a bath.
Mog looks up at Mrs. Thomas and scrambles out of Debbie's arms. She scratches the table as she slides off and bounds across the room, along the sofa and up the curtains, leaving sooty paw prints everywhere she goes. As broken paper chains fall all around them, Mog scrambles up the Christmas tree.
She wants to be the fairy!
No, you don't.
Come on, bath time.
Mr. Thomas takes Mog gently off the tree and passes her to Debbie for her bath. Mog's fur sticks to her body and her paws brace against the rim of the basin as she's drenched, scrubbed, and then rubbed dry. She looks distinctly unimpressed. She closes her eyes against the hairdryer, then she's just a face in the middle of a ball of fuzz. Nikki and Debbie stroke her and begin to brush her hair flat.
Then everything was lovely. The whole house was lovely.
This one's for you, Uncle.
Even the tree had stopped walking about.
Hooray!
And had made itself all pretty.
Presents.
Marvellous!
For your glasses, dear.
Thank you.
A jazzy tie.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
A toy car for Nikki.
Here you are, Mog.
And Mog had 2 boiled eggs and some turkey. And a present to unwrap.
Happy Christmas, Mog.
Debbie keeps the pink rabbit under one arm as she holds Mog in the other.